Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. And it's a pleasure to be here to speak on a topic that has been an important priority for Norway for several years, namely nuclear disarmament verification. As you may know, the group of governmental experts on the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament recently concluded its work and adopted a consensus report. And the group was chaired by Ambassador Knut Langeland of Norway. General Assembly Resolution 71/67 requested the Secretary General to establish a group of governmental experts, GGE, of up to 25 participants on the basis of equitable geographical distribution to consider the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament. This resolution also mandated the Secretary General to collect the views of the member states on the development and strengthening of practical and effective nuclear disarmament verification measures and on the importance of such measures in achieving and maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. The group, which operated by consensus, held three sessions in 2018 and 2019 here in Geneva. The group decided at its first session that it was necessary to consider what constitutes nuclear disarmament verifications and principle for such verification, how it may be carried out, and who could carry out such work. The group also received presentations on verification in the context of bilateral and multilateral agreements and on recent and ongoing initiatives and exercises in nuclear disarmament verification at its first session. The group then examined concepts and had an in-depth exchange of views on the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament. The discussions were guided by the report of the Secretary General and showed that members of the group had diverse perspectives on the issues at hand. Yet, the deliberations facilitated convergences on a number of topics, which enabled the group to derive some consensus conclusions and recommendations. GGE members were encouraged to produce working papers along the setup, and in total, 17 working papers were produced for the GGE. These were considered at the second and third session of the GGE, and they are all available online. In the general discussion, it was recognized that it was not within the group's mandate to create a specific verification regime, and that such a regime must be linked to specific treaty obligations. However, the group observed that effective verification could contribute to trust and confidence. A number of experts emphasized that the group's work on nuclear disarmament verification might facilitate future disarmament processes, and that a credible multilateral verification regime in which all states have confidence will be essential for achieving and maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. The group discussed institutional setup, support structures, and capacity building in nuclear disarmament. More work is needed on these elements. The group had comprehensive discussion of the conceptual understanding of nuclear disarmament verification. There were converging views on a non-exhaustive list of seven principles of nuclear disarmament verification, NDV. One, conformity with international law. Two, parties to a specific treaty decide nuclear disarmament verification measures. Three, conformity to legal non-proliferation obligations, as well as safety and security requirements, and the need to protect otherwise sensitive information. Four, NDV must be effective in ensuring compliance to a treaty, mindful of efficient use of resources. Five, clarity. A specific treaty should be clear as to the obligations of parties concerned. Six, a future NDV regime must be non-discriminatory. And seven, verification arrangements should correspond to the purpose, scope, and nature of the agreements. In considering the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament, the group concluded that advancing nuclear disarmament is an ongoing undertaking, and there is need for a continued international examination of the issue in all its aspects, including verification. Verification is essential in the process of nuclear disarmament and to achieving a world without nuclear weapons. The role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament will be determined on a case-by-case basis in the context of the negotiations of a legally binding agreement in the area of nuclear disarmament. A credible verification regime in which all states have confidence will be essential for maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. Confidence-building measures may complement nuclear disarmament verification arrangements between the implementing parties of a specific treaty. Engagement in nuclear disarmament verification must be strictly in line with applicable international legal non-proliferation obligations as well as other legal requirements. And all states contribute to aspects of nuclear disarmament verification, and no state is restricted from developing verification techniques and methodologies. In its consensus report, the group recommended that UN member states, as well as relevant parts of the international disarmament machinery, in accordance with their respective mandates, consider the report, and to consider further work related to the role of verification in advancing nuclear disarmament, taking into account the GDE report. During the deliberations, a number of proposals were put forward by experts for consideration on possible next steps. While there was no agreement on those proposals, they generated a substantial amount of discussion, and some of these suggestions were further conceptual work could be carried out on a definition of nuclear disarmament verification, as well as clarification on scope, institutional matters, governance, and financing of nuclear disarmament verification. A GDE to consider elaborating on the concept of a group of scientific and technical experts on the basis of a working paper. A GDE to build on the work of the current GDE on conceptual and technical aspects regarding nuclear disarmament verification. A voluntary funding mechanism for capacity building, a nuclear disarmament verification trust fund on the basis of a working paper, and that the UN Secretary General seeks the views of member states on being involved in capacity building in nuclear disarmament verification. Norway will work with interested states on taking forward this work, and we will introduce a resolution to the General Assembly in New York at the first committee this coming fall. I thank you, Mr. President.